From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the closing portion of a message entitled Christ, the End of the Law, part of his series of studies in the Law of God. The text, Romans 10, verse 4, says that Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns has shown that the aim of God's law is to bring men to see their need of Christ for salvation. God will accept nothing less than a perfect righteousness, and by his sinless life and atoning death, Christ has merited that for all who trust in him. The glorious truth of the gospel is that God imputes Christ's perfect righteousness to sinners who rely completely on him. Dr. Cairns will bring the concluding portion of this message in just a few minutes. First of all, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6. I am the Lord, I change not. It is well for us that amidst all the variableness of life, there is one whom change cannot affect. One whose heart can never alter, and on whose brow mutability can make no furrows. All things else have changed. All things are changing. The sun itself grows dim with age. The world is waxing old. The folding up of the worn-out vesture has commenced. The heavens and earth must soon pass away. They shall perish. They shall wax old as doth a garment. But there is one who only hath immortality, of whose years there is no end, and in whose person there is no change. The delight which the mariner feels, when after having been tossed about for many a day, he steps again upon the solid shore, is the satisfaction of a Christian, when amidst all the things of this troublous life, he rests the foot of his faith upon this truth. I am the Lord. I change not. The stability which the anchor gives the ship, when it has at last obtained a holdfast, is like that which the Christian's hope affords him, when it fixes itself upon this glorious truth. With God is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Whatever his attributes were of old, they are now. His power, his wisdom, his justice, his truth are alike unchanged. He has ever been the refuge of his people, their stronghold in the day of trouble, and he is their sure helper still. He is unchanged in his love. He has loved his people with an everlasting love. He loves them now as much as he ever did. And when all earthly things shall have melted in the last conflagration, his love will still wear the dew of its youth. Precious is the assurance that he changes not. The wheel of providence revolves, but its axle is eternal love. Death and change are busy ever. Man decays, and ages move, but his mercy waneth never. God is wisdom. God is love.
Hail, 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 hail
And have you passed a church displaying a sign which reads, Revival, during a given set of dates? Yet how many Christians in this age of megachurches and seeker-sensitive religion have even the faintest idea of what constitutes revival in the scriptural sense? Certainly, the greatest revival in the history of the Christian church took place on the day of Pentecost. But down through the centuries, there have been remarkable visitations of God, during which thousands were gloriously saved. Times such as the Protestant Reformation, the revivals in England under John Wesley and George Whitefield, the Great Awakening in America associated with Jonathan Edwards, were times of genuine spiritual revival. The common factor in all of these events was an undeniable demonstration of the power of God rather than the ingenuity of man. In the late 1940s and early 50s, such a revival occurred on the Isle of Lewis, one of the Hebrides off the west coast of Scotland. In the course of several years, hundreds of people were converted to Christ, and many churches were built to take care of them. Again, the Holy Spirit came down in power. The preacher during those days was the Reverend Duncan Campbell. Yet what took place on Lewis was not because of his pulpit skills, but to the overwhelming moving of God among the people. Strong men, hardened sinners who mocked the preacher, were suddenly struck to their knees by the roadside under conviction of sin. Young people in a local dance hall left their frivolity and ran to the churches, crying for mercy upon their souls. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make available CD copies of Duncan Campbell's own account of what happened during those revival times on the Isle of Lewis. There is also a CD containing the personal testimonies of people who were saved during those revival times. Either CD is $5, or you may obtain both for $8, which includes postage and handling. To obtain your own copy, simply send a check for either or both CDs to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just request the CDs of Revival on the Isle of Lewis. You may make your check out to Let the Bible Speak. If you wish, you may email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. You will be blessed greatly as you listen to these accounts of the power of God at work.
So we can say with Isaiah 61, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. As I say, this is the gospel. As we close tonight, let me invite you to read with me Romans 5, verse 19 through 21. This is Paul's great summation of the message. Romans 5, verse 19. As by one man's disobedience many were made, and the word has the idea of constituted, I think I wouldn't be adding to the meaning of the text if I were to say we're legally constituted. So as by one man's disobedience many were legally constituted sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made or legally constituted righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. Remember what we have seen already. The law exposes sin. The law always makes you understand how great your sin is. But here's one of the great statements of the Bible and its gospel. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. where sin abounded, grace superabounded. Let's stop for a moment. Where did sin abound? You don't need to go to the ends of the earth. You just need to look in your own heart. That's where sin abounded. But where sin abounded, grace superabounded. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness. You notice that? How does grace reign as a king in your heart? Through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Listen to me very clearly. There is no saving grace apart from perfect righteousness. Grace reigns through righteousness to eternal life. And it's in this way that the end of the law is Christ for righteousness to every believer. Do you know this truth? Let me put it another way, as Paul does here in Romans 10. Have you submitted yourself to this righteousness which God has provided in Christ? The word submitted is a very graphic word. Have you placed yourself under the righteousness of God in Christ? There's something in the pride of man that wants to say, as the Humanist Manifesto does, for example, that man's salvation can never come from outside of himself. It must be inside. There's something in every man that wants to believe he can do what it takes to save his own soul, or at least he can help. No, no. You're a sinner. By nature, by birth, by practice, by choice. Spiritually, a corpse. Legally, condemned to eternal death. You're in the death chamber now if you're without Christ, and you're just awaiting final execution. You can do nothing to provide a righteousness with God. Will you submit to the righteousness that's outside of yourself? Will you place yourself under that righteousness, confessing your sin, your wickedness, your ill desert, your evil merit? And take by faith the promise of God and the righteousness of Jesus Christ as your passport to glory. Nothing can take the place of this righteousness. Not sincerity, not religious zeal. Without this righteousness, you must perish. With it, you must be saved. As I thought on that, I wrote down two lines. I've never read them anywhere, but to me they're worth remembering. There is no place in heaven for the righteousness of man. There is no place in hell for the righteousness of Christ. Submitted to this righteousness, you can't perish. You cannot perish. You will be saved. For the end of God's law, its aim and its fulfillment, is Christ for righteousness to every believing soul. May God bring you to grasp this truth tonight for your salvation and for your assurance in grace, for your peace and comfort in the gospel, and to free you up to serve your God in the joy and the victory of saving grace. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. In just a moment, the meeting will be over. You'll be free to leave. I wonder, are you among those of whom I spoke at the beginning? You've entered this meeting with no feeling of your need of Christ. I wonder if God tonight has let you catch a glimpse of the severity of His law, the reality of His wrath, and the urgency of your need. Man, woman, young man or young woman, it is time to seek the Lord. It is time to flee to Christ. That's God's purpose in giving the law. That's God's purpose in giving the gospel. To stir you up to come to Christ. If I can help you to the Savior, I invite you to remain as the others leave. Do not leave this meeting without Christ. Do not go away yet in your sin. There's a perfect Savior from all sin. The Lord Jesus is mighty to save, strong to deliver. My, how He thrills the soul when He communicates to you that joyous knowledge. I am your righteousness. I am your salvation. Don't leave without Christ. Come have a word with me. Let's open God's book, and I'll be glad to point you to the Savior. Father in heaven, bless thy word to every heart. We thank thee for the Lord Jesus, for his perfection in life, for his sacrifice to satisfy divine justice and fulfill the penalty of God's law in death. We thank thee for his resurrection as the Almighty Christ. We bless thee that thou dost give to believers as a free gift the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. What a Savior. What a gospel. Lord, bring souls to submit to that righteousness and to enter into life by faith in Jesus. Bless thy people. Lead them to this great solid ground of assurance of salvation, this ground of freedom to serve, not out of guilt, but out of love, out of joy in seeing their perfect righteousness in Christ. Answer prayer, and as we separate one from another, grant that thy grace, mercy, and peace will be the abiding portion of thy blood-bought church, now and evermore. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.